many people don't know is that we at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel have two choirs.
因为呢，可能很多人呢都不一定知道，在我们呢，第十六届福音教会呢有两个合唱队。
We have our Sunday choir, which is very good and very professional.
所以我们有个星期天的那个合唱队呢是非常好，非常专业。
And then we have a Tuesday choir,
然后我们有一个星期二的合唱队。
Which is not quite as professional and not very good because it doesn't have a very good song leader. But apart from that, it's a good choir.
所以呢，我们这个合唱队呢，星期二的不是那么专业，也不是那么好。原因是呢，我们领唱的人不大好。除了领唱的人以外呢，其他的人都很好。
So if the choir would be happy, we're going to sing for Joe.
所以呢，如果那个就是说是合唱队呢高兴的话，我们会专门为Joe唱。
And Shirley and Winston can listen too.
所以Shirley跟Winston呢也可以听。
All right, so we're going to start out with the Savior above, and then we're going to sing Walking with the Savior.
我们先要看唱的就是在天上的救主，然后再来唱与救主同行。
Because Joe's been speaking about the importance of walking with the Savior, and he's going to continue to tell us more about that in a moment. So here we go, walking with the Savior.
我们要唱呢，与救主同行，因为救呢，他一直早上跟我们讲的就是这个主题。那么他接下来会继续跟我们讲，所以我们要来唱与救主同行。
Reading from the Bible, taking time to pray. All that the way to find my goodness. Doing with the Father as a Savior would. Living like a Christian with the light purple. Shining every evil in your blue you stood. All that the way to find my goodness. Tossing in the water when the storm is gone, bringing in the tongues of what may come sigh, knowing he will keep every need supply. Oh, that's the way to find happiness.
Living with the wonder, it's that law of the truth. Giving out the gospel as evil as true.
Serving faithfully and always say or do. Oh, that's the way to find happiness. Oh, that's the way through the pain. Oh, that's the way to find happiness.
Very good. You only missed one line, and that was my fault. You did a good job.
非常好，我只唱错了一句，这是他的错，你们都唱得好。All
right, so we're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to ask Joe to speak.
我们现在做一个祷告，然后呢，请求Joe给我们讲道。
Lord, we thank you that we have the access to the Word of God.
其实我们非常感恩呢，我们可以那个去读那神的话。
We've got the Spirit of God to explain it to our hearts.
所以我们也有圣灵呢，来一个对我们内心解释。
And then by the grace of God to help us live it.
所以呢，借着神的恩典呢，帮助我们活出来。
And so, Lord, we come with joy and expectation again to learn more, to live more, and we pray that you'll just bless us and accomplish your work in us.
所以说主啊，我们现在呢，带着我们的期待，带着我们的喜乐来到，我们希望呢，就学到更多，就是知道更多啊，也借着您的恩典呢，求您的帮助我们，赐福我们。
And we ask these things now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这些都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe. And thank you, choir.I never dreamed when I woke up this morning I would be serenaded by a choir today.
谢谢你，谢谢你们的合唱队。我从来没有梦想过，我早上醒来以后，今天呢能够听到这么好听的合唱队。
We're going back because we have the same audience. We're going back.To Colossians chapter 2 and continue where we left off.
所以呢，我们因为呢听众是也同样的一批，所以我们要回到哥罗西书第二章，我们早上上前面一节讲的这个主题。
So the Christian life is referred to in the Bible in many ways.
所以呢，在圣经里呢，基督徒的人生呢，指出了很多方面。
It is said that we have a new life in Christ.
所以这里说呢，我们在基督里有了一个新的生命。
That it's a race to be run.
所以这个讲是我们前面有那个比赛要去跑。
It is a war or a battle or a conflict.
所以这你说呢是有一个就是战争或者说是战斗或者说有冲突。
And it's also a manner of life, a walk.
所以同样呢我们有这样的一个人生的形式就是我们要在主里行。
Before I read the text in Colossians chapter 2, let's go back to Isaiah chapter 40, please.
所以在我们读那哥罗西书第二章以前，我们先翻到那个以赛亚书的第四十章。
Let me begin in verse 28. And because of time, Roy, I'm just going to get you to read verse 28 to 31.
Okay.所以呢，因为时间的关系呢，我只用中文跟大家读一下《以赛亚书》第四十章第28节到31节，《以赛亚书》四十章28节，你岂不曾知道？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。第29节说，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。第30节，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，年轻人也。必全然跌倒。第31节，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们的奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Yeah. I think I can say amen. I think so.
所以他说呢，他想他可以说 amen， 他认为是这样。
Okay. So in verse 31, just as an introduction for this afternoon.
所以我们来看31节，就是我们今天的他那里是下午的一个介绍。
Oh, I guess it's still morning for you.
Yeah, 他才应该在我们那时候仍然是早上。
We'll notice that there are three categories or three ways that you can wait on the Lord.
所以我认为呢，这里我们有三类的，或者说三个方式，你可以等候主。
They can mount up with wings like eagles. We'll call that flying.
所以他们可能就是说是在鹰上展翅上腾，我们把这称之为飞。
we'll read that they shall run and not be weary. We'll call that running.
所以他们奔跑却不困倦，我们把这称之为奔跑。
And then it says they shall walk and not faint. We'll call that walking.
所以然后说呢，行走却不疲乏，我们可以称之为这是行走。
Now, you might think that flying like eagles and running and not be weary would be very difficult.
所以你可能呢认为呢，就是说是像鹰那样展翅飞腾，跑奔跑却不困倦，可能很难做到。
Let me suggest for you the last part of that verse is the most difficult.
所以呢，我建议呢，就是这一节经文的最后那一部分才是最难的。
When you come to a Bible study like this, or you go to an assembly meeting on Sunday, everybody's flying pretty high on those days.
因为如果呢，你来参加像这样的一个圣经学习，或者说是你星期天来参加听讲道的时候呢，每个人呢都会飞得很高。
When you get together with Christians and you're all enjoying the Lord or praying together or reading the Bible together, you're running, you're exercising a lot of enjoyment right there.
所以当你和基督徒们在一起团契的时候呢，你们大家呢一起呢享受主，一起去读圣经，一起去祷告。当你们有这样的团契的时候呢，你就在奔跑，而且你非常享受的和基督徒们一起奔跑。
But when you go home by yourself,
当你回家只有你自己的时候,
when you go to work and you're the only Christian,
当你呢就是去工作的时候，当你只是你一个人是基督徒的时候,
when you go to school and nobody else appreciates you as a Christian,
当你上学的时候呢，没有人对你作为基督徒感兴趣的时候,
this is what we will call your normal everyday walk of life. This is tough.
所以说，这就是我们称之为你每天每日的正常的生活，这个才是最难的。
And for those who wait on the Lord, they shall walk and not faint.
所以为那些呢，在主里行走的人呢，他们应该行走却不疲乏。
The word faint could mean a couple of things here.
所以疲乏在这里可能意味着几件事。
It could mean that I got up too fast or I exercised too much and I got lightheaded and all the blood ran out and I fainted.
因为有可能说呢，我今天早上呢起得太猛，而且呢做了很多的那个锻炼，然后呢我现在呢就是说是头昏脑胀的，我就疲乏了。And
physically, I don't know if you've had that happen to you. I've had that happen to myself a few times.
所以我实际上呢说，我不知道这些事情在你们身上有没有发生过，其实在我身上发生过好几次。
It's not painful, really. You just sort of lose consciousness momentarily.
因为这个并不是说非常的疼痛，只是说呢，你一会儿一会儿的，有时候呢就是失去了知觉。But
faint could be used in another way.
但疲乏呢，可以用在其他的一种方面。It
could mean that you got really discouraged and almost gave up.
所以有可能意味着呢，你非常的灰心，基本上要放弃了。That
you just got tired of living the Christian life and nobody seemed to appreciate it.
所以呢，就是说你就是生活作为一个基督徒来说呢，已经非常的疲倦了，没有人理解你。So
you were just kind of what we'd say faint-hearted. I'm so discouraged. I just want to go on.
所以这个呢，也可能说呢，你的内心呢疲惫了。你说呢，我非常的灰心，我不想再走下去了。But
our text says those that wait on the Lord, they shall walk and not faint.
但是我们的经文就说呢，那些在主里行走的呢，他们行走却不疲乏。
So let's go back now to Colossians chapter 2 and see how we can do that.
现在我们回到呢哥罗西书第二章来看看我们怎样可以做得到。
Just reading this time, verse number 7.
所以呢，这次呢，我们要读第七节。
This is how we are to walk in Him, the Lord Jesus.
这是告诉我们怎样我们可以在他，我们的主耶稣基督里面行走。
Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
第七节说呢，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所说的教导，满怀感谢。
So there are several things mentioned here.
在这里提到了几件事情。
We got the idea of rooted.
我们这里有这样一个主意呢，就生根。
Built up.
所以呢，就是说是建造。
Established. Yeah.
坚固，要坚固。
And abounding.
所以呢，就是满怀的。
So rooted is in what we call the past tense.
所以呢，我们就是说生根呢，是我们称之为是过去式。
Now remember, this is how we are to walk in Christ. We're to walk in Christ rooted, past tense.
所以呢，就是要记住，这是我们怎样在基督里行走，我们要在他里面生根。
Something has already been rooted.
所以有些东西已经扎根了。
He is the ground, and we are planted in Him.
他就是那个地面，我们是栽种在他里面的。
When you trust Christ as your Savior, you're rooted in Christ.
当你呢，就是说是相信主耶稣基督为你的救主的时候呢，你就在基督里面生根了。
The Bible actually talks about this.
圣经呢，实际上呢，谈到了这一点。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
所以《哥林多前书》第十二章。林前十二章
，and verse 13，
第十三节。
For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all.Been made to drink into one spirit.
我们不惧是犹太人，是外邦人，是为奴的，是自由的，都从一位圣灵受浸，归入一个身体，得饮归入一位圣灵。
Now, the idea of being baptized into one body is not water baptism.
所以这个里面的这个主义呢，就是说是都受洗归入一个身体，这个不是我们所受的水洗。
The water, the word baptized does mean to place into.
所以这里的受洗呢，并不是把你放进去。
And when you are water baptized, you are placed into water for a certain purpose and symbol.
所以这个当你受洗的时候呢，受水洗的时候呢，你被放进水里面，就是说为了一个象征或者说一定的意义。
When you are baptized into Christ, you are placed into Christ.He is the ground, and we are the person who is planted, baptized into Christ.
当你呢受洗呢，就说是归入基督的时候呢，就是把你呢放进基督里面，他是那个土壤，是大地，我们是被栽种到里面生根了。
In John chapter 14, I believe, we won't turn there, Jesus said, "In that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you."
这个里面呢，就是在约翰福音十四章里，我们不会翻到那里。他说呢，主耶稣基督说，在那一天呢，他知道呢，就是说是我是你们的父，然后呢，我在你们里面，你们也在我里面。
So Jesus is saying, when I go away, I'm going to be in the Father, and you are going to be in me.
所以主耶稣基督说呢，当我离开的时候呢，我会在父神里面，那么说你们呢，就会在我里面。
And I am going to be in you.
我呢，也会在你们里面。
Now, of course, this is not physically, this is spiritually, this is our position.
所以当然呢，这个不是说是身体方面的，这个是灵里面的，这个是它是有那个，就是说是属灵的意义。
We are going to be in Jesus. No wonder the Bible says, if anyone be in Christ, he's a new creature.
所以呢，我会在基督里面，就是不，这个就不奇怪了。为什么圣经说呢？他在基督里面呢，就是一个新造的人。
Okay, so for us to walk in Christ is something that's absolutely necessary. You got to remember you are rooted in Christ.
就是为了让我们在基督里面行走的话呢，有些事情呢是非常必要的。你要记住，是你在基督里生根了。
That is not something that's going to happen. That is something that does happen and gives you a springboard to go ahead.
因为这个里面呢，就是说是这不是说是将要发生的事情，这是已经发生的事情。你已经被栽种下去了，就像春天你要发芽生长一样。
More could be said. Let's move on to the next word, built up.
所以呢，我们刚才还有很多要说的，但是我们就可以挪到下一个，就是建造。哥罗西书第二章第七节。
Not only are we rooted, that is, we are secure in Christ, but we are to be built up.
这是不仅仅是我们在里面生根了，我们在基督里得到了保障，但是我们在里面呢还是要建造。
Jesus Christ is the ground. Jesus Christ is the foundation, and we build on the foundation.
因为主耶稣基督呢，他就是那个土地，他就是那个地面。我们呢，就是是在他里面生根了，这就是我们建造的根基。
As you walk in Christ, as you live for the Lord Jesus.You are building a new life in Christ.
当你呢在基督里行走，当你相信呢主耶稣基督，当你服侍主耶稣基督的时候，你在建造一个新的人生。
Being rooted is past tense, that's already happened. Built up is present tense, that's what we do today and every day.
这个里面呢，就是生根呢，它是过去时，是已经发生了的事情。那么建造呢，它是现在时，就是说我们现在每天都要去做的事情。
I don't know if you like projects or not. I'm a project-oriented person. I like projects.
所以呢，我不知道你们是不是喜欢做一个项目。我是一个非常的喜欢做项目，而且我也非常的能够组织项目的一个人。
A couple of months ago, I decided I have an old truck, and I decided that I needed a new radio slash.Screen, modern screen in my old truck.
因为就几个月前呢，我有一个那个老的那个卡车，那个卡车里面呢，我决定呢要在我的卡车里呢，就是说放一个屏幕，这个屏幕上呢可以显示那个收音机的那些频道。
Some people would just take that to the dealer and say, put it in.
有些人只把车呢拿到那个4S 店，说你把它装上就可以了。
Two reasons I don't do that.
这有两个原因我不那么做。
One, I'm a project person and I like to do it myself.
所以第一个呢，我是一个喜欢做项目的人，我会自己做。
And the other reason is I'm too cheap to take it to the dealer.
所以另外一个呢，就是说我自己做呢，比拿到 4S 店要便宜的很多。
So I took the dashboard out of my truck and put a new screen in.
因为我把那个我的车顶那个前面板呢下下来，在上面装了一个新的屏幕。
It was a huge project, one that if I would have known, I would have never started.
因为这个是一个非常巨大的项目，如果我知道有这么巨大，我就不会开始了。
The Christian life is like that, you know.
所以基督徒的人生就是这样，你知道吗？
Maybe if you would have known what you were going to be facing, you wouldn't have started.
所以也许呢，如果你知道你将要面对的是什么的时候呢，你就不会开始了。
Did you know the Lord Jesus is better than AI? Did you know
Amen.
所以你知不知道我们的主耶稣基督他比人工智能要好了，你知道吗？
I get about halfway into this radio project in my truck and I ask AI some advice.
所以呢，我这个就是装这个收音机的这个屏幕做到一半的时候呢，我寻求人工智能给出建议。
And AI told me, do this and do that.
所以人工智能告诉我做这做那，
And so I did it.
然后我照着做了。
And then AI said, whatever you do, don't cut these wires, which was about 20 in this bundle.
也就是，然后呢，人工智能告诉我呢，不管你做什么，不要剪这些线。其实那些线在里面呢，大概有20根。
The problem is, I had already cut all 20 of those wires.
问题是，我已经把那20条线都剪了。
Anyhow, I don't want to go too far down this rabbit hole.
不管怎么说，我不想讲太多了。
Oh my goodness. The Christian life is far more complicated than changing a screen in your dashboard. I know that.
对呀，哎呀，这个就是这，你知道吗？基督徒的人生比你去在你的那个汽车的面板上加一个新的屏幕更加复杂得多。
But the Lord never asks you to do anything that He doesn't give you the grace and the strength to do.
但是主呢，永远不会要求你去做一件事儿，而不加给你那个就是恩典和力量。
He gives you really, really good instructions, far better than AI.
他给你非常非常好的这样的一个指令，比那个人工智能要好得多。
So he said, I'm the foundation, you're in me, and now let's build a life for Christ.
所以他说呢，我是这个基础。那么说呢，你现在扎根在我里面，那么让我们一起来建造。
He even provides the building material to do it.
甚至呢，提供我们建造的材料，让我们去建造。
If you're going to have a building for the Lord, you need the right building materials.
如果呢，你要跟主呢建造一个房屋呢，你要有正确的建材。
And so, as we walk every day, we take what He's given us, the Bible and prayer and fellowship, and we build up in Christ.
一旦我们呢，在每天的我们基督徒的人生里行走的时候呢，我们呢就是用他给我们提供的这样的一个材料呢，就是圣经祷告，然后我们一起弹去，大家一起在基督里建造。
The next word is established.
所以呢，下一个词呢，就是说是要坚固。
You notice what we're to be established or firm is the idea, what we're to be established in.
你知道吗？这个里面呢，就是说是啊，这个坚固，坚固呢，它这里一个主义呢，就是要非常的固定，也是固定在什么里面呢？
Established in the faith.
所以在信心里坚固。
This is not faith. It's the faith.
这个并不是说是信心，这是那个特定的信心。
And you'll notice the faith is what you have been taught.
所以你要知道，这样的信心是正如你们所受的教导。
So the faith is not my faith or your faith, it's the faith that the Bible teaches.
所以这个信心并不是说你的信心是我的信心，是那样一个信心，圣经所教导的那个信心。
The faith is what you learn here every Tuesday in these meetings and every Tuesday night in prayer meetings.
所以那个信心是你每个星期二来这里学习圣经的那个信心，是你今天晚上参加祷告会所教导的那个信心。
It is the teaching, the doctrines of the Word of God.
所以这样是一个教导，是一个教义，就是神的话的。
So be steadfast in the faith.
所以在信心里要坚固。
Be unmovable in the faith.
所以在信心里呢，不要动摇。
Be always abounding in the faith.
所以呢，在那个信心里呢要丰富。
And abounding, notice, in thanksgiving. That means don't forget to say thank you to God.
所以呢，这个呢，也就是要丰富到个程度呢，你要满怀感谢。满怀感谢呢，这个意味着呢，你不要忘了对神说感谢。
Did you tell the Lord thank you today for saving you?
所以今天你有没有告诉主呢？就是说是感谢他救了你呢？
Are you glad to be a Christian today?
Amen.
所以说你很高兴成为一个基督徒呢？
You know people and I do too that made a good start, but they're not here with us today.
所以你我都知道呢，就是有些人呢，他们开局开得很好，但是今天呢，却不在这里。
They're not anywhere today. They're not walking with the Lord today.
他们呢不在任何的地方，他们呢就是没有与主同行。
As they receive the Lord Jesus, they are not walking in the Lord Jesus.
但是呢，他们是接受了主耶稣基督，但是呢，他们却没有在基督里行走。
And I'll close with this thought. I think the reason they're not is because they're not rooted and built up and established and being thankful.
You know,
you go ahead.
我今天结语呢是这样的，就是说是他们呢不与主，他们不与主同行的原因是因为呢他们没有生根，没有建造，信心不坚固，也没有接受所领的教训，也不满怀感谢。
If you're rooted, built up, established, and abounding in thanksgiving, I'm going to make a prediction.
所以呢，就是如果呢你生根建造，信心坚固，并且满怀感谢。我要做一个预测。
You're going to walk with the Lord today.
你今天就会与主同行。
If you do that tomorrow, you're going to walk with the Lord tomorrow too.
如果你明天那么做的话呢，你明天呢也会与主同行。
And you're going to keep walking with the Lord till you die or he comes.
所以呢，你会一直与主同行，直到你死或者他再来。
The Lord bless you. It's been a privilege to be with you today.
现在主会赐福你们，我们来做祷告。
Lord, will you close in prayer and what? Give thanks for the lunch or something, or what are you going to
do? Yeah, we will do, make a closing prayer, and when the lunch time comes, we will make another prayer.
Okay.
Very good. 我们来做一个结束祷告。向天父，我们感谢旧瑞斯今天加入我们。Father, we thank you that you join us and teach us. And Father, we thank you for this doctrine that you preach to us. 我们感谢就呢，就是说是给我们这样的教义。So we pray that we will root in the Lord Jesus Christ and build in there and steadfast our faith and abounding with thanksgiving to the Lord. 所以我们也就是祷告，我们能够在主里生根建造，坚固我们的信心，并且满怀感谢。So Father, we pray that we will read our Bibles and pray every day so that we will grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. 所以今天父呢，就是说是我们祷告，我们每个人都会读圣经，并且你每天祷告，这样呢，我们会在主里成长。Father, bless you, bless us all, bless our next meeting, we pray that you will heal Harold and heal his cold and coughing, and so that restore him back to good health and strength. Thank you, Father, as we commit ourselves and everything into your hands, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. 所以再一次感谢您，求您赐福给我们，赐福给我们大家所有的人，赐福给我们下面接下来的要来的学习和会议，因为我们将我们自己和一切都交在您的手里，我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名， Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just two things. Just two things. First of all, Joe will be back with us at one